Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. I'm going to feature, among other people today, Jim McKinney, and also we're going to talk about the travesty. That will be in the second segment. We're going to talk about the real travesty that occurred in Washington, D.C. on last Wednesday. But I want to talk first about something a lot more positive. As you know, Dr. Chuck and I are very definitely Christian brothers. We're not saying that Christianity is absolutely correct. Judaism is absolutely incorrect. We're not saying that at all. All we're saying is what we personally think, and we have some ideas regarding what's going on in our country. And I respect everything that they have to say. You know, as a couple of rock and roll Christians, I got to tell you, we're pretty serious about what we're talking about, though. I personally am very, very concerned about what's going on in the United States right now. And I don't like what's going on in America, in my America. Going to turn it over to Chuck here. Going to see how far this goes. Chuck and I were talking off mic about the necessity of getting back to absolutes. Chuck, you want to elaborate a little bit, please?
Well, I think, Al, what we're facing right now is that everybody is trying to impose their arbitrary absolutes. Conservatives, liberals, you know, and no one really has any kind of grounds to talk about things anymore. And so often now everything is just emotionally charged. It's about our feelings. And we can't really get back and discuss facts without getting back to absolutes. And this is something that's happened philosophically over the past couple of hundred years, you know. But, but just back to the point that there's an objective reality and there are absolutes. I mean, when we get back to that understanding, then we can begin to understand and talk about these things. You know, what blows my mind, Al, is how people can have all of these irreconcilable notions and truth ideas in their mind that are just, I mean, they just don't make sense when you think about all of them together, you know? So, you know, for example, we think about what happened yesterday at the Capitol. That really bothers me, what happened at the Capitol. Like probably most of the listeners, I'm very upset that Biden is our president, and I think there was a lot of things that were done under the table to change the election. But nevertheless, I don't think the right answer is going and storming the Bastille and starting to getting out the guillotine. You know what I mean? That's no better than what, you know, Antifa and all these people were doing. I mean, so we've got to fight this battle in a different way. You know, in trauma we say don't bring a knife to a gunfight. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we've been fighting the battle on the wrong front. We've been bringing a knife to a gunfight when the battle is really about, you know, absolutes. You know, being able to express our opinions and understand everybody has an opinion, and that's okay. You know, that's okay that people don't believe like I believe. You know, people don't have the Christian faith.
Right.
But we have to get back to the point of understanding that if we're not talking about, you know, right and wrong, then we can say that, hey, Hitler was right. We just ought to go ahead and just blow up everything, you know. Or who's to say Hitler's right, or who's to say that Mother Teresa's right, you know. We have to have a basis in which to begin to talk to each other. And that's the problem now, is that I think both sides have created their own reality, you know, and the media is making that worse, you know, depending upon what station you listen to. And we're creating this reality that's not really a reality. So we got to get back to objective truth.
Chuck, I got to interrupt you just for a second. I don't completely understand what you're saying, and that's why you're a doctor and I'm not. But I got to tell you,
I don't know if what I'm saying is true either. But it all started years ago. I mean, you know, people began to look for truth, and they could never really find it, and they could never really piece together a comprehensive worldview. And so what happened is the philosophers jumped into relativism, you know, Kierkegaard, you know, what's true for you may be true for you, but it may not be true for me. You know, there's a relative truth. And when that happened, you know, it just kind of opened up this whole panacea. And now that's permeated into our culture. And, you know, it's okay for people to have any type of belief without any real basis or any logical or rational basis for that belief. You know, and so we believe that, you know, on one hand, we can maybe abort babies, but it's okay to kill police officers, you know, or it's okay to kill one race over another race, you know. And we've got to get back to the thought of, okay, there is a moral conscience. For example, a lot of people are talking about injustice of specific races. Where does that sense of injustice come from? You have to know what is just. You know, you have to know what a straight line is to know what a crooked line is.
Right.
And so we have to get back to those things and begin to talk about those things before we can ever change and have a discussion with people. Because all of the things, you turn on the TV, it's all about our feelings and not so much about the facts. And so I'm not saying the feelings aren't important, but we've got to get back to looking at the facts.
I want to hear some examples from you of facts. For example, I had one of our listeners who I have communicated quite a bit with on the blog saying that I was spewing venom yesterday. Aren't I ashamed of the website because there's so much hatred, etc., etc.? I don't think he was looking at the facts, to tell you the truth. Now, let's take an example. Let's get into politics, which is very, very difficult to come up with, with ascertained facts. But let's go into politics a little bit. We got to take a break here in about 2 minutes. But we have a time to get started as far as that is concerned. And I think that's an area that is ripe for what you want to talk about. I'll give you an example. Was the major riot that occurred on Wednesday, was that a fault of who? Well, let's say it's not a fault of anybody's, but let's say that it's wrong, because it is wrong. Everybody believes that what happened yesterday was wrong, particularly the family of that poor Air Force veteran who was shot by a D.C. police officer at literally point-blank range. Now, let's take that as an example. What the Trump supporters did was wrong, okay? They're very angry, and I know that I'm going to get a lot of negative comments from supporters who listen to this show on a regular basis, but you know, you can be angry about the way that the Democrats took over power, if you'd like, and that's fine. I am, but let's also go into what's the difference between that riot that occurred in Washington, D.C., when they went ahead and did the Electoral College vote. What's the difference between those riots and the riots that have occurred in Seattle, Portland, etc.? The difference is purely and simply, Chuck, one thing. It's really all about magnitude. I mean, there were 250,000 people. There were 250,000 people supposedly involved in the disturbance yesterday. But, you know, over the months that the anarchy occurred in Seattle and Portland, I mean, let's look at it this way. In Seattle, six people were killed. Six people were murdered by the anarchist actions in Seattle. We lost one yesterday in Washington, D.C. Got to take a real quick break. We're going to be right back and continue.